Today is Friday, September 23rd. We'll tell you the next expected stop for the same hurricane that hit Puerto Rico. It could be the strongest ever storm to impact Canada. Also, what sparked the largest protests in Iran in years and how the U.S. is now responding. Plus, which NBA head coach is now suspended and why? What a new report credits for fewer cancer deaths. And this weekend will mark the 10th year of a famous festival that brings out big names for a big cause. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Hurricane Fiona is now threatening the Canadian coast and has the possibility of being the strongest storm ever to hit the area. Canadian officials are issuing strong warnings to those who live on the eastern coast, particularly Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. A meteorologist with Canada's Hurricane Center compared the impact to Hurricane Sandy in the U.S., which caused tens of billions of dollars in damage in about two dozen states. They're warning people to leave now before it's scheduled to hit this weekend. The storm is still incredibly powerful after causing damage in much of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Close to a million people are still without power there, and thousands don't have water service after the storm made landfall in Puerto Rico on Sunday. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for the U.S. territory, saying the federal government will cover the entire cost for cleanup over the next month. Meanwhile, there's another storm brewing that could hit the Gulf of Mexico, maybe. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could gain strength and become a hurricane by early next week. One meteorologist said it was the most significant threat to the U.S. mainland this hurricane season. But there is still a lot of uncertainty about it, so stay tuned. Voting is underway in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, but we likely already know the outcome. Four regions in Ukraine controlled by Russia are voting in a referendum to become part of Russia, though many around the world do not see these elections as legitimate. Ukraine, the U.S., and many in the West say they are not free or fair and that it's more of a war tactic by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Remember, just a day after Putin talked about this new plan, he also put out an order for 300,000 reserve troops to be ready to fight. And we're now getting more details about how that call for troops has caused a lot of Russians to flee the country, some with just their clothes on their back. Border crossings at places like Georgia, where they don't need a visa, have seen a big increase in traffic, miles long, taking hours to cross. Flights to Turkey, Dubai, and Serbia all increased after Putin's announcement. Germany, meanwhile, is telling men looking to escape they're welcome to apply for asylum. Despite all of this going on, Russia and Ukraine still managed to successfully negotiate the biggest prisoner swap of the war. Ukraine got back 215 people, while Russia got back only 56, but one of them was especially important to President Putin. The swap also included two U.S. veterans, both from Alabama, who joined Ukraine in its fight. Unrest has spread to dozens of cities in Iran and has become the biggest anti-government protest there in years. The death of a woman while in police custody sparked it all. Her name, Mahsa Amini. She was arrested in the capital, Tehran, by the country's so-called morality police, apparently for violating the headscarf law. Women must cover their hair in public there. Iran claims she died of a heart attack, but her father told the BBC she was healthy and the government is lying. Now protesters are demanding justice. Others have risked their own arrest by removing their hijabs in public. Some women have even burned them. Iranian officials have fought back hard against the protesters, but claim their forces have not killed anyone. The human rights groups say more than 30 people have been killed so far. Officials have also at times cut off internet and cell service. The U.S. just announced sanctions against Iran's morality police and other leaders, essentially meaning they're blocking access to their bank accounts. As for Iran's president, he's been in New York for the UN General Assembly. He was actually set to be interviewed by CNN's Christiane Amanpour, but canceled that interview when she declined to wear a headscarf. Central banks around the world have made it more expensive to borrow money in their countries. A day after the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. raised rates, central banks in Europe and Asia raised them as well. The U.K., Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, Indonesia, Vietnam, and more all increased their interest rates within about a 30-hour period. They're each hoping to get a handle on inflation. One investment bank dubbed it Super Thursday. Economic experts say it's likely not the last time this happens either, since inflation is having an impact not just in the U.S., but around the world. All right, we have more news for you still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. At this point in a lot of our lives, trying to fit in one more thing onto our calendars can feel like a game of Battleship or Tetris. And that can be especially true trying to align with your doctor's office. I've experienced it many times. I call to make an appointment, and then it's 3 or more months before I can get in at a time that works for both of us. And now that I have a kid, I have to figure that all out for his appointments too. Well, ZocDoc helps make it easier to find and book an appointment with a doctor that suits your needs and your schedule. And ZocDoc is free. It's a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. I also appreciate that you can read verified patient reviews. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, so simply go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. A new report found one of the leading causes of death is now more survivable than ever. The American Association for Cancer Research, or AACR, says cancer death rates in the U.S. are steadily declining. The disease still kills over 600,000 Americans. However, the death rate has declined by 32% from 1991 to 2019. The AACR says not only are cancer death rates dropping, but also the number of people living longer after a diagnosis is rising. In fact, the number of kids and adults living with a history of cancer passed a record 18 million just this year. So what's behind the improving numbers? The AACR gives credit to early detection and treatment, as well as fewer people who smoke. Aircraft maker Boeing has agreed to pay $200 million to settle charges that the company misled investors and the public about the safety of its 737 MAX jet. You'll remember that type of plane was grounded around the world for a while after two of them crashed, one in 2018 and one in 2019. Well, federal regulators accused the aerospace company and its former CEO of telling the public that the jets were safe after those crashes to try and repair its image, despite knowing a part of the flight control system still posed a safety concern. Neither Boeing nor the former CEO have admitted wrongdoing in this settlement, but the company will pay the $200 million fine, and the former CEO will hand over $1 million in the settlement. Meanwhile, the nation's auto regulator has a heads up for more than 1 million Tesla owners. Officials say the power windows could hurt passengers because they don't stop rolling up like they should when an object like a finger is detected. But despite being labeled as a safety recall, you don't actually need to physically bring in your Tesla. It just requires a software update. A NBA head coach is now suspended. The Boston Celtics' Ime Udoka has been suspended for an entire season. The team made the announcement last night, saying it's because of a violation of team policies. The Celtics have not said exactly what that violation is, but there are reports Udoka had a consensual relationship with a female member of the team's staff. In a statement to ESPN, Udoka said, quote, "I want to apologize to our players, fans, the entire Celtics organization, and my family for letting them down. I am sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation, and I accept the team's decision." Udoka joined the Celtics as head coach last year. The team said a decision about his future there will be made later. Two tennis legends and at times rivals are set to pair up for what's expected to be a historic match. Roger Federer is partnering with Rafael Nadal for the final match of his legendary career. Federer announced his retirement from professional tennis last week, confirming the three-day Laver Cup in London, which he founded 5 years ago, will be his last tournament. The 41-year-old told reporters this week he's nervous because he hasn't played in a long time. He's had multiple knee surgeries in recent years, one of the reasons he's retiring. The pair will play a doubles match. Federer and Nadal have met dozens of times over their careers. And while they've often competed against each other, Federer says they have a great relationship. Tonight, the two will face off against American pair Jack Sock and Francis Tiafoe. Tomorrow, the Global Citizen Festival returns to Central Park in New York City. 2022 marks the music festival's 10th year, but the goal remains the same: to end global poverty. Some of the biggest global superstars are joining forces to make a difference. Artists like Metallica, Mariah Carey, Charlie Puth, and the Jonas Brothers will be performing. For the 60,000 people who are expected to attend the festival, tickets don't cost a thing, but you do have to earn one. To get a spot on the Great Lawn, attendees must use their voices to call on world leaders to make change. That can be done by signing petitions, sending emails, or making phone calls to elected officials. The Global Citizen organization says over the past decade, they've raised over $41 billion to help over a billion people around the world. And halfway across the globe tomorrow, at a sister event in the capital city of Ghana, there will be another Global Citizen concert happening at the same time as the one in New York, with stars including Usher and SZA. You can watch at home, too. Live streams of the concerts will be on YouTube, Twitter, iHeartRadio, Hulu, ABC, and more. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed is a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. So with Indeed Assessments, you can select for the skills that matter to you the most. Add from a selection of over 100 hard and soft skills tests to your job post and home in on the right candidates with the right skills faster. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Plus, when you sponsor an Indeed post in the U.S., you're said to be three times more likely to get a hire, according to Indeed data. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Our story today comes from Moss Beach, California, where a 100-year-old woman is proving you're never too old to adopt a pet. Joanna Carrington has a new furry friend in her life, an 11-year-old Chihuahua mixed-breed dog she calls Gucci. The longtime dog lover had been wanting a new pet after the death of her previous dog, but her daughter was worried she wouldn't be allowed to adopt one because of her age. However, a San Francisco shelter that houses senior dogs was ready to help. They introduced Carrington to Gucci, who had been rescued from a hoarding situation. The two hit it off immediately, Carrington says. As soon as Gucci came into her home, he sat down comfortably on her lap right away. While Carrington's caregiver is in charge of taking Gucci on daily walks, the task of providing the dog with cuddles and care is all on her. Carrington's daughter told the Today Show, Gucci has brought joy back into the home. In fact, research has shown the significant positive mental health benefits pets can have to seniors. And it can be a win-win when senior humans, who have some support, adopt senior pets. Carrington is planning to celebrate her 101st birthday with Gucci by her side this December. She says one of her secrets to a long and happy life is spending it with pets. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. This is a good one. You'll get blunt, actionable advice about investing. And our guest even puts me on the spot a bit as we talk about living a rich life. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.